Okay, today is Daf Lamed Gimel. We are on Lamed Gimel, a couple lines down, six, 7 lines down. But just remember where we're holding. So we're holding, we had a machlokas. We have a machlokas of Shimon and Rabbanan. And within Rabbanan, we have a machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Okay, so the machlokas between Shimon and Rabbanan is which type of kachim, you have a kachim that could that have, that I guess, it had a mum, and it died prior to redemption. So which type of kachim can be redeemed even post-mortem? Problem is because typically we have the pasuk that teaches us that in order to redeem kachim that have a mum, you have to have hamad of aracha. Hamad of aracha only can happen if the animal is alive. So Rav Shimon says that by kachim mizbeach, that got the mum and then died, those cannot be redeemed. Because right? They require hamad of aracha, so they can't be redeemed, they have to be buried. But Rav Shimon is clear in the Mishnah, that only by kachay bed the kabayis that died before redemption, they still may be redeemed even post-mortem because there's no requirement for hamada of aracha. So that's Rav Shimon, that's clear. Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah, kachay bed the kabayis in mesu yiftu. So kachay bed the kabayis. There's a chachamim argue. The question is, what are the chachamim, they argue on what? That's a machlokas in Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says that chachamim argue on Reish Lakish by saying that not only do kachay mizbeach require hamad of aracha, but also kachay bedek abayis require hamad of aracha. So if any kachim animal dies with the mum, you can't do anything. You have to bury it. Reish Lakish in Rabbanan is basically the opposite of Rav Shimon. Reish Lakish in Rabbanan says that you need hamad of aracha only by kachay bedek abayis, but by kachim mizbeach there is no need for hamad of aracha. If there is no need for hamad of aracha, that's the key word is podin. You can redeem them. So Rav Shimon and Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, are the opposite. Whereas Rav Yochanan says, in all cases, you require Hamad the Haracha. So now we are on Lamed Gimel. One, two, three, four.
It's three different
things. Well, it's two sheets.
Kachay Mizbeach. One says Kachay, only Kachay Mizbeach, Hamad of Haracha.
That's right.
The other one is only by
Kachay Bedek Abayis.
And then you have one that says by both.
Right.
So it's but three sheetahs.
It's three sheetahs. It's really two sheetahs, though, because it's two sheetahs within one, and then Rav Shimon. But yes. Okay. So we are 7 lines or so down from the top of Lamed Gimel. So we can discuss the sheetah of Reish Lakish. Again, the sheetah of Reish Lakish, good in Chachamim is that you need Hamad of Aracha by Kachay Bedek Abayis. There's no need for Hamad of Aracha by Kachay Mizbeach. So Amar Gidol Amarav. My time with the Reish Lakish. What is the reasoning behind Reish Lakish that you require Hamad of Aracha by Kachay Bedek Abayis? Right? It says, my time with the Reish Lakish, the Amar Rabbanan, who says that according to Rabbanan, that Kachay Bedek Abayis hayu bechlal Hamad of Aracha, that Kachay Bedek Abayis requires standing and evaluating, and therefore cannot be redeemed if it dies prior to redemption. The Kachay Mizbeach lo hayu bechlal Hamad of Aracha. Kachay Mizbeach would not require Hamad of Aracha. He says, the Amar Kra, because the pasuk that we use, the darshim meant from it, that your poded, the behema, and it needs hamad v'aracha, is as follows. It says, v'hericha kohen, the horich kohen's go to evaluate it, osa, it again is a limited language, means only this, what is it going to evaluate? Bein tov uvein ra, whether it's good or not good. Not good meaning it has a mum. Whether it doesn't have a mum, or it has a mum. So tov is tamim, ra has a mum. So the pasuk here says that we're talking about a hekdesh that has the same din whether or not it has a mum or doesn't have a mum. Eza dovrish einu cholok bein tov l'ra. Which type of hekdesh makes no difference whether it has a mum or doesn't have a mum? That is, havei omer, zezek kachay bedek abayis. That's kachay bedek abayis. Because whether or not the animal that you were makdish to bedek abayis has a mum or doesn't have a mum, it's not going on the Mizbeach. You're selling it and giving that money to Hektish. So there is no difference between Bein Tov u Bein Ra. And the pasuk there says, the Heri Choso. So the animal that requires Hamad of Aracha is the animal that has no difference between Tov and Ra. That is an animal that was hooked us with Bedek Abayis. Havei Omer, Zeh Kachay Bedek Abayis. The Amakra, and then the pasuk again says, Osa, it requires Hamad of Aracha, only it. Lemiute Kachay Mizbeach, thank you, it comes to exclude Kachim is Be'ach. So that's exactly Reish Lakish in the Chachamim, that what requires Hamad of Aracha only Kachim Bedek Abayis, and not Kachim is Be'ach. So now, Rabbi Yochanan learned out yesterday that from the Harich HaKohen Osa, that it's also discussing Katshe Mizbeach. How do you learn it's also discussing Katshe Mizbeach? Don't we have the word Osa? Osa has to exclude something, and you're including everything. He's not including everything. Osa l'me'ute mai. What's Osa coming to exclude? Osa l'me'ute mai l'me'ute balmum meikaro. He says, no. Katshe Mizbeach, Katshe Mizbeach Tabayis, both require Hamad Varacha, that dies without redemption, with a mum. You can't redeem it, you have to bury it. What does Osa come to say that does not require Hamad Varacha? If you were makdish an animal, and the animal, it had a pre-existing condition, basically. Right? It had a pre-existing condition of a mum, kavua, before you were makdish it. That animal, so a makdish it, something happens to it, but since it never had the ability to attain the status of Kedushas Aguf, because it had a mum that was pre-existing, that doesn't require a Hamad Varacha. If that animal dies, it can be redeemed. Okay, so that took care of Reish Lakish. And now the Gemara just interjects and throws into us another Shita, Ulatanadebe Levi. The Brisa that was taught in the Beis Medrash of Levi, the Amar Dafilu Bamumi Kara Bechal Hamad Varacha, Tanadebe Levi holds not only, they hold also the exclusion that Rav Yochanan has, they don't have that exclusion. They say that if you makdish an animal to a pre-existing condition, and then it dies without redemption, it also can't be redeemed. That also requires Hamad Varacha. So what did they learn the word Osa for? Osa has to exclude something, and they're including everything. Ulatana de Belevi, de Amar, da Filu Bamumi, Karo, Bichlau Hamad Varacha. And how do we know that? The Tani Levi, because Levi learned in the Braisa, Hakol Hayu Bechal Hamad Varacha. Everything is included in Hamad Varacha. Vafilu Bal Mum Meikaro. Even something that's a pre-existing mum. Right? The Chain Tani Levi Masnese. And Levi also mentioned this in his Braisos. Afilu Chaya Afilu Ofos. Even a Chaya, like a deer, which is something that's not even kosher to go on his bath to begin with. Even Ofos I would assume also are like sort of like chickens or ducks, that are also not right to go to the Mizbeach. Nevertheless, that they are the same thing as a Bal Mum Meikaro, it's the same idea, that never have the ability to be hooked, to be brought on the Mizbeach. Nevertheless, they still require Hamad Varacha. V'haksiv Osa doesn't say Osa, which is supposed to be an exclusion. Well, what's it coming to exclude according to Tam Debe Levi? Marcus Kashi, right. That's difficult for Levi. We have to figure out an answer. It's not to Yufta, but it's a Kasha, and you have to figure out what the Osa is coming to exclude according to Levi. So again, now we ended up with a third Shita. But about that, Levi says that everything requires some other Racha, even something with a pre-existing condition. Okay, so now, that was Reish Lakish. Now we're going to go to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, Rabbi Shimon says, keep in mind, you just need a chart. Rav Shimon says that what requires Hamad Varacha? Only Katshe Bedek Abayis. Right? Only Katshe Mizbeach. But Katshe Bedek Abayis can be redeemed even without Hamad Varacha. Okay? This is talking about an animal that was hooked to us with Bedek Abayis. It got a mum. You're supposed to redeem it. You didn't. It died. Can you now redeem it after death? If it was Katshe Mizbeach, according to Rav Shimon, you may not, because it requires Hamad Varacha. But if it's Katshe Bedek Abayis, you may redeem it even after death, because it does not require Hamad Varacha. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, my Taima the Rabbi Shimon. What is the reasoning behind Rabbi Shimon? The Amar, because he says, the Amar, he holds, only Katshe Mizbeach Hayu B'chal Hamad Varacha, but Katshe Bedek Abayis Lo Hayu. They're not including Hamad Varacha, Katshe Mizbeach. The Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, he said, quote the same Pasuk, just learn it different, completely opposite, I guess. Because remember, Rabbi Shimon and Reish Lakish are the opposite. He says, "V'herich ha-kohen osa bein tov u'bein ra." So he's, whereas Reish Lakish learned bein tov u'bein ra, meaning that it makes no stiff difference between tov and ra, he's going to learn the pasuk as bein tov u'bein ra, talking about something that there's a difference between tov and ra. Eiz adavar shechalot bein tov u'ra, which of the hakeshim there is a distinction whether it's for an animal that's a balmum or not a balmum. Havei omer zeh katshe mizbeach. That's Katshe Mizbeach. But Katshe, again, because Katshe Bedek Abayis, there is no difference if it's a Balmum or not. Both are being, you have to redeem them and take the money. But by Katshe Mizbeach, if it's a Balmum, it's not Hukrav. If it's a Tamim, it is Hukrav. So, Zek Katshe Mizbeach for Amakra, and the Pasuk says, Osa, only Katshe Mizbeach is in this Pasuk of He'erich. So the Katshe Mizbeach requires Hamada Baharacha, Lumu'ute Bedek Abayis. And it comes to exclude Katshe Bedek Abayis that do not require Hamada Baharacha. The Gemara then says, well, then the language of the pasuk is not correct according to you. I hachi bein tov l'ra mibayile kasha. The Gemara says that if it would have said bein tov l'ra, then that means there's a difference between good and bad. The fact that it says bain tov, bain ra, the Gemara says that that means there is no difference between tov and ra. So that's how the Gemara learns. So according to Rosh Shimon, the language shouldn't have been bain tov, bain ra. The language should have been bain tov ra, to differentiate between. To make no difference, bain tov, bain ra sounds like Rish Lakish. And the Gemara says that that's a kasha. The language of the pasuk is a bit of a kasha on Rav Shimon. Okay, so now yesterday we did Rav Yochanan, we just did Rish Lakish and Rav Shimon, the three shitos that Josh mentioned. Now we have to going to ask kashas on each. Now we're going to ask kashas. Now is where it gets hard. So Meisvei. So we're going to ask on Rav Yochanan. Okay, we're going to ask on Rav Yochanan. Remember, Rav Yochanan says according to the Chachamim that both Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Vedek Abayis requires Ha'amada v'haracha. So let's read the Braisa. The Braisa is going to be difficult throughout. It's going to be the ratio is difficult for Rav Yochanan. The Sefer brings Rav Shimon, which doesn't seem to hold like our Rav Shimon. So we'll deal with that. The Braisa says, I have Kachim that Mesu, that they died. Now, if they died Tamimin, without a mum, it happens. Yeah, animal dies, croaks, has a heart attack, whatever, hit by a car, it dies. Yikavru, they had to be buried. Right? No, when it comes, and we're going to knock these out of the equation, when it comes to Tamimim, everyone agrees, if they die Tamimim, they have to be buried. Rashi says, because since they're Tamim, they have this extra milah, since they were royal to go on the Mizbeach, we're not going to be redeeming those. Those are going to have to be redeemed. Okay? Tamimim yikavru. But if they died as Balimumim, if they died as a Balmum, Yipadu, you're permitted to redeem them. Right? They don't require Hamad of Aracha. So Gemara says, okay, but Medvar Medmurim. Which type of Kachim are we discussing? Right? We're talking about the Kachim Mizbeach. We're saying that Kachim Mizbeach can be redeemed. They don't require Hamad of Aracha. Aval the Kachim Vedek Abayis, but if it's Kachim Vedek Abayis, Bein Tamimim, or Bein Balimumim, you cover it. So even by Kachim Vedek Abayis, but we say that they cannot be redeemed. By Kachim Vedek Abayis, they cannot be redeemed. That's like Reish Lakish. It's a question on Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan would say that both Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Vedek Abayis can't be redeemed. This Mishnah is saying that Kachim Vedek Abayis, that he's saying that Kachim Vedek Abayis cannot be redeemed, but Kachim Mizbeach can be redeemed. That's a question on Rav Yochanan. We'll get to that in a moment. And then the Bryce says, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Echad Kachim Mizbeach, the Echad Kachim Vedek Abayis, whether it's Kachim Mizbeach or Kachim Vedek Abayis, Tamimim Yikavru, again, Tamimim be buried, and Ba'amumim Yipadu, that both Mizbeach and Vedek Abayis can be redeemed. Well, that's not Rav Shimon. Our Rav Shimon said that only Mizbeach can be redeemed. Here he's saying that Vedek Abayis can be redeemed. So Rav Shimon is difficult, it's a contradiction, but the first thing the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan Mireisha. It's a kashna Rav Yochanan from the ratio of this Braisa. Why? Because the ratio of this Braisa, which is mentioned Stam, so we're assuming any time there's a machlokas in the Braisa or in Mishnah between the Stam and Rav Shimon, it's usually, the Bar Plukta of Rav Shimon is usually Rav Yehuda. So it's usually the Chachamim. It's going to be usually Rav Yehuda, right? And the Rashi mentions that these all come from the Sifra. The Stam Sifra is Rav Yehuda, and that's the Bar Plukta. But okay, so this is Chachamim. So the Chachamim in this Braisa say that the Vehema of Kachim Mizbeach, if it was a Baal Mum, can be redeemed, because it doesn't need Hamad of Aracha. So that means that even Kachim Mizbeach, that Kachim Mizbeach do not require Hamad of Aracha. Right, the Braisa here says that only Kachim Mizbeach do not require Hamad of Aracha, but Kachim Vedek Abayis would require Hamad of Aracha. That would be like Rish Lakish against Rav Yochanan, who says that both will require Hamad of Aracha. So Rav Yochanan has an answer. Amar l'chach Rav Yochanan, no, hachem ha'iskinan, the Balmum Ikara. What are we talking about over here? We're talking, when it says Balmum here, it doesn't mean an animal developed a mum. It's talking about a pre-existing condition. The pre-existing condition, we mentioned before, everyone, including everyone other than Tyler the Balevi, holds that if you have a pre-existing condition and you get the mum and then it dies, it doesn't require Hamad of Aracha. And the Gemara says, Hachinan Mistabra. And that also makes sense. Because why does it make sense? Because of Rav Shimon at the back end. Rav Shimon at the back end also made no distinction between Mizbeach and Balmum. Now, Mizbeach and Kachi Bedek Abayis. Why? But we know he does make a distinction. Must be, Gemara says, Hachinan Mistabra. The E came or Kadam Hegdeshon as Mumam. I'm talking about a regular case where you were Makash it and then it got the Mum. Liflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. Then Rabbi Shimon should be arguing over here, and Rabbi Shimon should be arguing and making his saving his shita that only by Kachim Bet Gabayis can it be redeemed, but Kachim Mizbeach not. And here Rav Shimon says that even Kachim Mizbeach can be redeemed. So therefore must be talking about a case, because everyone other than the Tana B'Levi agreed that if he had a pre-existing condition, it can be redeemed.
How could something that was Kachim Mizbeach have a pre-existing condition? Wouldn't that invalidate it?
I made it Kachim Mizbeach. I did the wrong thing. It can't go on, but it attains a certain status. So,
okay.
Right? That is the point of this entire Masechta. Tomorrow, I did the wrong thing, but it has effect. It has impact. Okay. So the Gemara says, if that's the case that this Mishnah, this Braisa is speaking about the pre-existing condition, so it shows us that only because it had a pre-existing condition do we say. Only because it has a pre-existing condition do we say that by Kachi Veda Kavayas that it can be, it has to get, sorry, I'm a Kachi Veda Kavayas, Bein Timim and Bein Balmum. That only by, let's say, Leim Tehei Tiyufta the Reish Lakish. This should now be a question on Reish Lakish. Because, according, Reish Lakish said that according to Chachamim, only Kachim Mizbeach do not require Hamadah V'Haracha. And we can make a deal from this Braisa that the reason why they don't need, that Kachim Mizbeach here don't require Hamadah V'Haracha is because it was a pre-existing condition. But if it wasn't a pre-existing condition, then Kachim Mizbeach would require Hamadah V'Haracha, which would go against Reish Lakish, who says there is no need for Hamadah V'Haracha by Bedek Abayas. So the Gemara says, you're right. Reish Lakish mokim la b'shakadam hektation as mumam. Reish Lakish will just say, you interpret the Braisa as talking about a pre-existing condition, I interpret the Braisa as not discussing a pre-existing condition. And it's not talking a pre-existing condition, and it says that Kachim is Be'ah, and it says here that Kachim is Be'ah can be redeemed without a Madhav Aracha, no problem. Well, it is a problem. If we're talking about a case that doesn't have the pre-existing condition, then Rav Shimon makes no sense in the Sefer. So, ihachni niflog Rav Shimon Allah. Then Rav Shimon should have made the distinction, and should have argued by Kachim is Be'ah. So the Gemara says, right, you're right. Reish Lakish mepach epach. These words kind of threw me off. Mepach epach usually means he flips the shitos. But if you flip the shitos here, it makes absolutely no help. It doesn't help you at all. So mepach epach doesn't mean he flips the shitos. It means basically that he flips the brisa. That he finds a different. He finds a different brisa. Rashi says, it's like the fourth wide line in Rashi. Reish Lakish epach mepach epach v'hachi mosim mechilta achrisa. He says the Ashkach Brisa Achrisa to Mahapichla Umosil Hachil Rav Yochanan. He found he was flipped he flips the order of the Brisa. He finds another Brisa in the Mechilta, and with that Brisa, he can ask the question on Rav Yochanan. And he's going to ask the question on Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yochanan is going to get the same question. He's going to have the same Shachmatayas and the same answer. But that last question of why Rav Shimon doesn't argue, will not be a kasha on Reish Lakish. Now we have to read this Brisa. He says, "V'niflog v'shimon Allah." He says, "Reish Lakish meipach apich v'hachi mosif mimichilta achrisei." He argues from the following: he found a different brisa in the mechilta. What's that case? Kach mesu. So I have kachim that died. Bein tamimim, bein balimumim yikavru. Whether or not it's tamim, whether it's a balmum, it has to be buried. Meaning, it requires hamadav aracha. Okay, tamimim we know why, because they're tamim, and balmumim requires hamadav aracha. So now here we have the brackets of Medvar Mamurim. So there's a Gersa issue is whether it belongs here or whether it belongs at the end. The reason why people say it belongs at the end, because the Gemara is going to eventually say Seifa is Akasha. Seifa is not Akasha unless this is the end. But we're going to read it here, because it makes sense to put it here, and we're going to view this as the Seifa. So the Gemara says, we said that Baal Mumim get buried. But Medvar Mamurim, when do we say that a Baal Mum also has to get buried, which means it can't be redeemed, which means it requires Hamad Varacha? That's with Kachay Bedek Abayis. Only by Kachay Bedek Abayis. But by Kachay Mizbeach, it can be redeemed. That is Reish Lakish Shita, so it's a Kasher of Yochanan. So Gemara, and then Gemara says, Rav Shimon Omer, since we're discussing Kachay Bedek, Timimim Yikavru, Ubalimumim Yipadu. Rav Shimon says that Timimim get buried, and Balimumim can't have to be buried. Meaning Balimum requires Hamad of Aracha, so that seems, Balimumim, it can be redeemed. It do not require Hamad V'Aracha. So you see from here, that this foreshadowing from Shimon, he doesn't state it explicitly, but he's coming to argue on that last part of the statement of the Chachamim, which means he's only arguing on the Bedek Abayis portion. which would be exactly Rav Shimon's Shita. So at the end of the day, it may not be, you can interpret Rav Shimon and not have a kasha Reish Lakish. That's just a little foreshadowing. But again, Tiyufta de Rav Yochanan may Seifa. The kasha Rav Yochanan from the Seifa, again, the Seifa we said is what is the practical words, which said that the Bryce says that Chum hold that Kachim is Beah don't require Hamad Varacha. According to Rav Yochanan, even Kachim Beah the Kabayas would not, it says here that Kachim is Beah do not require Hamad Varacha. According to Rav Yochanan, Kachim is Beah do require Hamad Varacha. So why do Kachim is Beah here not require Hamad Varacha? So Amalach Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan explains, again, Hakum Maiskinan, Bimbal Mumme Ikaro, we're talking about a Bal Mumme Ikaro, pre existing condition, so therefore it doesn't require Hamad Varacha. That makes sense. The itema b'kadim hekdesh nasmum. We're talking about a case where it's not a pre-existing condition, where the mum came after the hekdesh. Nifla Rav Shimon Allah. Rav Shimon should argue. Rav Shimon should argue. Why does Rav Shimon just say? Rav Shimon says balimum yipadu. Rav Shimon should say that only by kachim is beyach they should be required hamad varacha, and but not by kachim by the kavayis. So ela lemitay to yuftil the reish lakish. So this is then be a kasha on reish lakish because again. The only reason why in Kachim is Beach here, the only reason why the Kachim is Beach don't require Hamad Varacha is because it's pre-existing. But according to Reish Lakish, then the Diak would mean if it wasn't pre-existing, it would require Hamad Varacha. According to Reish Lakish, there is no need for Hamad Varacha by Kachim is Beach. So Ela Lema Tahabi to Yufta to Reish Lakish. So Amr Lach Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says back to you, no, Hakamai Skin is Mekadim Sektation is Muman. It's not talking about a pre-existing condition, it's talking about the case where the Hektish came first. The Hektish came first, and the Brisa says that Kachim is Beach do not require Hamad Varacha. That's my Shita. So he went, well, if that's the case, with Niflag Rav Shimon Allah, then Rav Shimon should argue. So he says, Amr Lach Reish Lakish, Hakinami, the Plague Rav Shimon. Hey, Nachinami, Rav Shimon does argue in this case. Why? Because the way the Brisa is, this Brisa is set up, is Rav Shimon's coming on this, discussing the statement about Kachim Beth Gabayas. So we're talking about Kachim Beth Gabayas, and then Rav Shimon says, no, that can't be redeemed, that requires Hamad Varacha. So Rav Shimon is arguing, and that's not a kasha on Reish Lakish, depending on how you interpret the Mishnah. If you interpret the Brisa as a pre-existing condition, it works well for Rabbi Yochanan. If you interpret the Brisa as saying not a pre-existing condition, it works according to Reish Lakish. So there is no proof from this Brisa one way or another. Okay. Clear? Good. All right. So, Amar Leih Rav Yirmiyah LeRav Zeira. Rav Yirmiyah says to Rav Zeira. Now, he says, according to Reish Lakish, LeReish Lakish, the Amar, LeRabbanan, according to Reish Lakish, who says that the Rabbanan say that Kachim is Beach, lo hayu b'chal hamad varacha. Right? Reish Lakish holds that Rabbanan say that when it comes to Kachim is Beach, there is no need for hamad varacha, meaning Kachim is Beach can be redeemed if it dies with the mum. It can still be redeemed. Vikatani. And then we learned in the Braisa that Kachim is Beach, bali mumim yipadu, and that Kachim is Beach, that Kachim is Beach that died, if they're bal mum, they'd be redeemed. And we're talking about a case where the hektesh came before the Baal Mum, according to Reish Lakish. So what do you do with this redemption? I have this animal that died. Right? I have an animal that died. It's Kachim is Beach. According to Reish Lakish, I have to redeem it. It doesn't even require Hamad Varacha. It did have a pre-existing condition, so it had Kachim is Beach. I'm redeeming it. What am I doing when I redeem it? Where is it going? I'm redeeming it to feed it to the dogs. So he says, Shema Minah, posing as a hektesh, lachin laklavim. Then you see from here that you can redeem hektesh in order to feed the dogs. There's nothing else to do with this hektesh. And that happens to be a machlokas tanaim that we saw, I guess, 2 or 3 days ago, whether you can be posed as a behemoth, the chilim to klavim or not. So this should be a proof, according to one side. So the Gemara says, no. When it says here that it died, hachu mayiskinan, what are we discussing over here? Bishavar ushchatan. We're talking about a case where it got the bal mum, and what you're supposed to do, it got a mum, it's supposed to, I guess, leave it to die and then I guess redeem, something like that, right? The Bryce talking about what you did though is you violated Me'ila and you shechted the animal. So you didn't find the animals in the Vela. You went ahead and shechted it. It was Balmum. Balmum is not a trefa. It's still kosher for a czar. It's just usher for going to Mizbech. So you went ahead and you shechted this. So the Gemara says, right, you shechted it. Kitanya, you have a Bryce that says, Kol HaKadoshim Shenafel Behem Mum. So now the question is, can you redeem the animal post-mortem? If I redeem this animal now, this shechted animal, and I redeem it, and I pull the Kedusha off of it, technically I can eat it now, because it's no longer Kodesh. Me, not Kohen, it can be eaten. So in the Tanya, we have a Brice that says, Kol HaKadoshim Shenafel Behem Mum Ushchotan, or Kedesh, that got a mum, and you went ahead and you shechted it. So Rameir says, Yikavru, the fact that you shechted it does nothing. Right, he goes a whole like Rav Shimon Kachem Mizbeach required a mother baracha, you can't do anything. Chacham Omri Yipadu, you can redeem them. So that's the case over here. When it says that you die, according to Reish Lakish, it means that it didn't die, it was shechted. That's why it can be redeemed. Because if it wasn't shechted and it's an avela, then I have this whole problem of redeeming it to feed it to the dogs. Okay. Next. Amalei Rav Yirmiya l'Rav Zeira. Rav Yirmiya again asks Rav Zeira. Lir Rav Yishimon. Okay, now we're going to the sheet of Rav Shimon. Who said in the Mishnah what? That kachet bedek habayis lo yu b'chal hamad v'aracha. That kachet bedek habayis, to get a mom, do not require hamad v'aracha, you can redeem it. Only kachet mizbeach require hamad v'aracha. Amai t'mimim yikavru. Back to the original thing that we mentioned before, we sort of said this already. Why is it that if the kachet bedek habayis died t'mimim, without a mum, why do they have to be buried? Since they don't need hamad v'aracha, because it's kachet bedek habayis, why can't you redeem them after they die? They died. What? The kachet bedek habayis. Redeem them, take the money, and give the money to bedek habayis, and redeem him. So he says, no, because mishum the chazul hakrava, this language, I think it's difficult to me, because they could be, their roi to be born on the mizbeach. These animals per se could be born on the mizbeach because they were kachet bedek habayis. But a tamim animal can be brought on the mizbeach. So it looks like you're redeeming tamim hekdesh. It looks like you're redeeming something that's hekdesh. Mishum lechazulak rava kidetanya, because we have a brisa that says hamatbis tamimim lebedek habayis. If you are makdish, an unblemished animal to bedek habayis, which you really shouldn't, because it should be go to mizbeach. Kishehe niftin, when you redeem these tamim animals, ein niftim el lemizbeach. The only thing you can redeem them for is for the mizbeach, meaning you redeem the kachet bedek habayis animal, you get the money, that money should be used to buy a karbon. Why should kol haroi mizbeach, ein yotzi mizbeach le'olam? Anything that theoretically should have been brought in the mizbeach never loses the connection to the status of being connected to the mizbeach. So too here, if they died, they still have the status of being connected to the mizbeach. You can't redeem them, you have to bury them. Okay, that's the question of Rav Shimon. Now, Amalei Rav Papa le'Abaye. Papa says to Abaye, V'amra la li'Rava, and some say Rav Papa said to Rava. And I ask a question according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Li'Rabbi Yochanan, demokim la b'balmum meikaro. Rav Yochanan established that which the Brisa said, that balmumim can be redeemed, that's only b'balmum meikaro, if it had a pre-existing condition. Remember, Rav Yochanan says, both bedek habayis and kachem mizbeach, if they die, cannot be redeemed to require mother varacha. What does not require mother varacha if it has a pre-existing condition? So he says that a balmum meikaro can be redeemed. So, and according to him, the kuli almos rilu, according to him, the way he interprets the Mishnah, both the Chachamim and Rav Shimon agree that a pre-existing condition does not require hamada v'haracha, right? That's why Rav Shimon didn't argue on that in that brisa, right? So number one, he says balmum meikaro, that's the case. The kuli amos v'yulu the balmum meikaro lo ha'bichal hamada v'haracha. V'lo, is it really true that everyone agrees that a balmum meikaro does not require a pre-existing condition, does not require hamada v'haracha? V'lo, v'hatnan. Let's bring a Mishnah, friendly Mishnah from Maseches Bechoros and Daf Yudalit. The Mishnah there says as follows. Let's read the Mishnah and then we'll get to the question. Kol HaKadoshim, all Hekdesh, Shekadam Mum Kavul Hekdeshon, that you were makdashit with a pre-existing permanent blemish, which means there was no possibility for Kedushas Aguf to be chal on this animal. Right? So now they're only Kaddish for their value, that you have to sell them and with the money bring a karbon, viniftu, and then you redeem this animal. Okay, so now this animal, this mummed animal, what's the story with it? Number one, chayavim bebuchora. If it gives birth to its first child afterwards, that first child is a bechor. Hekdesh is excluded from bechor, but as a schulin, it has bechor. Uvi matanos, hekdesh is excluded from matas kuna. This is not excluded from matas kuna. V'yotim lechulim, now they go to chulim so completely, ligazes li'ovei. You're allowed to shear them and work with them. Okay? V'ladan v'chalavon mutal acha pijanon. After redemption, any offspring that they have, or any milk that they give off, is also mutter. V'hashochan b'chutz, and someone shechs them outside the Beis HaMikdash, pator. There's no chiyuv for shechting kachim, because they're not kachim, they were redeemed. They ain't osin tamura, but they also do not make tamura. Only thing that makes tamura is something that's hekdesh. This is not a hekdesh animal, it is redeemed. V'imesu, and if they die prior to being redemption, so now they're supposed to be redeemed, they die first, yipadu. They can die, they can be redeemed. They don't require hamad v'aracha. That seems to work according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar Rav, Zo Divrei Rabbi Shimon. This is only the words of Rabbi Shimon. Only Rabbi Shimon says that if they died, they had a pre-existing condition and they died, can they be redeemed? The Amar, because he says, Kachim is Be'ach Hayu B'chal Hamad V'Racha, Kachim Be'ach Kabayis, Lo Ayu, because these were established as Kachim is Be'ach. Obviously, with the Mum, they can't go in the Be'ach, so you have to redeem them. It's only Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds that Kachim is Be'ach don't require Hamad V'Racha. Kiditnan, as we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kachim Be'ach Kabayis, he makes you Padu, but Kachim Be'ach Kabayis, if they die, they can be redeemed. Umodir Rabbi Shimon, meaning Kachim is Be'ach cannot be redeemed, but Rabbi Shimon agrees, the Ba'amum Meikaro Shenifta, that if Ba'amum Meikaro can be redeemed, even if Kachim is Be'ach. My timer, what's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? The Amar Kara, the Pasuk says, Ericha Kohen Osa, right? Osa, the Mi'uti Ba'amum Meikaro, Osa comes to exclude a pre-existing condition. Ava Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Ba'amum Meikaro, Hayibachal Hamad Avaracha. He says, Ba'amum Meikaro is included in Hamad Avaracha. Well, that's a kasha on you, Rabbi Yochanan, because you said that everyone, including Chachamim, agree that pre-existing condition does not require Hamad V'Racha, and this interpretation of the Mishnah says that the Mishnah is only going according to Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, Abaye, or Rava, says back to Rav Papa, Man Chachamim. When this interpretation says that the Chachamim disagree and say that something with a pre-existing condition does still require Hamad V'Racha, it's not our regular Chachamim. Remember we brought Tana to Bei Levi? Now I'm coming forward here. We're going to stick them in over here. This Chachamim that says that even a pre-existing condition requires Hamad V'Racha, Man Chachamim, it's Tana de Be'Levi. That's who it is. It's Tana de Be'Levi. Meaning, Rabbi Yochum says, don't ask me from this Mishnah that says it's only according to Shita of Shimon and not according to Shita of Chachamim. Those Chachamim are not my Chachamim. Those Chachamim are Tana de Be'Levi. My Chachamim agreed to Rav Shimon that pre-existing condition does not require Hamad V'Racha. The Gemara says, if that's the case, if the Chachamim agree that the pre-existing condition does not require Hamad V'Racha, so why that the interpreting the Mishnah that they say Zod Divrei Rabbi Shimon, right? Ihachi Zod Divrei Rabbi Shimon Besulo Zod Divrei Rabbi Shimon Machlukusomi Baile. It should have said that this Mishnah is going in accordance not only from Shimon but according to the Bar Plukta of Shimon as well. Why is the Mishnah the interpretation says these are the words of Rabbi Shimon, right? Amar Yehuda Amarav Zod Divrei Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not only the words of Rabbi Shimon; it's also the words of Chachamim. It's not the words of Tana de Be'Levi, but it is the words of Chachamim. So why don't they say that these are the words of Rabbi Shimon and the words of the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, Amar Le, I have a problem. Right? The way Rava, Abaye, or Rava is going to say, I have the problem is that I cannot interpret, the only person who the entirety of that Mishnah goes like is Rav Shimon. But that part that you said about Hamad Aracha goes like Chachamim, but the rest of the entire Mishnah I can't interpret like Chachamim, so therefore I have to say the Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon. Why? Amar Le, Had Lo Ketani Hachi, the reason why Rav doesn't say that the Mishnah even goes according to Chachamim, because the Rav Savala Reish Lakish. Number one, we're going to set up, Rav holds like Reish Lakish. And what does Reish Lakish hold? Reish Lakish said in Chachamim, so Rav's going to hold like Reish Lakish, that you only need Hamad of Aracha by Kachim Bedek Avayis. There's no need for Hamad of Aracha by Kachim Mizbeach. Kachim Mizbeach can be redeemed. So, therefore, Mishum the Rav Savala Reish Lakish, the Amar, who says, L'Rabbanon, Kachim Bedek Abayis, Hayu Bechlal Hamad V'Racha. Kachim Bedek Abayis requires Hamad V'Racha. And Kachim Mizbeach Lo Hayu. Kachim Mizbeach do not require Hamad V'Racha. V'Reisha Katani, the Reisha says, Imesa Yipadu. The Reisha says, if they died, they can be redeemed. V'Seifa Katani, Imesa Yikavru. And the Seifa says, if they die, they had to be buried. Meaning, the Reisha I can interpret with the Divrei Chachamim, because we can say, that's talking about Bal Mumim, Kodem Hakdeshan. If you say that, it's talking about that they were pre-existing condition, so they can hold that the pre-existing condition is excluded from Hamad V'Racha. But the Seifa is discussing the case of Balmum after Hekdesh. And the Seifa says that they get buried, meaning you can't redeem them. But I, Rav, will hold like Reish Lakish, say that if it's Kachim Mizbeach, you can redeem them. So the entirety of the Mishnah of that Mishnah does not go according to Chachamim. According to Chachamim, according to Reish Lakish, Kachim Mizbeach do not require Hamad V'Racha. This Mishnah says that they would require Hamad V'Racha. So therefore, you can't say that Mishnah is going according to Chachamim. But don't tell me, but the other part of the Mishnah which says that it's talking about a pre-existing condition, that they agree with Rav Shimon. And when it says that, when it says it's against Chachamim, it's talking about Tana Be'Levi. Ibai Seima, or another answer, Rav K'Rav Yochanan Sfirle. Rav does hold like Rav Yochanan, and therefore what? Therefore he would say that the Kachim Mizbeach do require Hamad V'Racha. And the entirety of the Mishnah does go like Chachamim as well. If the entirety of the Mishnah does go like Chachamim, So then why does they only say it goes according to Rav Shimon? He says, "I kashilach zotiv Rav Shimon machlokes tomi boile." You're right. Ein achanami. You're right. It's the way that Rav actually said it was this Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon and those who argue on Rav Shimon. Okay. For homework, everyone should chaz with the staff 3 or 4 times till they get it clear, and we'll pick up by the Mishnah tomorrow to be Messiah in the Masechta. Everybody have an excellent day.
This is charted.